Live here on Thursday morning, here to Party Sports with your host back from setting the world record for pro men's doubles, your man, Hoot the Sheriff, Swag Pony. How we doing today?
Guys, Jared Jambams, I'm super excited that you're the first person to show up, and I got a question for you today. How do you have the free time to always be around when we're around? And I'm not saying like you don't do good things. Like you probably have a job and you got good stuff going on in your life, but how do you have the ability to be where you're at right now? And then I want to ask you guys a question. I just spent a ton of money on getting this new webcam and I think I look good, but and Ryan said I look good, but I need to know if I'm investing money into something that is not returning on your guys' end at all. Cause I'd be disappointed.
Can you see us more clear?
I feel so pale right now. I feel like the life is still out of my body after this trip, and it happens every time I come back.
Well, it's like 3 p.m. your body clock time.
Yeah, very clear from Ann Dong. Oh, that's Jong. Sorry, Ann. Do we have a female guest? I work out early. I usually get ready to go to work while you guys record. Nice. I need more.
He's on
lighting.
The West Coast.
The fuck, man. Watching from a Dick's warehouse in Idaho. Sick, dude. I thought you were gonna say watching from Dick's. Is that a picture of a dude? And are you a dude? We need the answers. Also, dude, how do you feel about this pony?
Oh, Young. Her last name's Young. That's really nice. We had the same idea, and we had something created, and then
that's
right
a freaky
as the
chance.
I know, right? Bad coincidence. A good coincidence, I guess. We had right along the same thought lines of the main brand represent.
Yeah, so the sweaters are going for sale. Like, I don't know if you guys haven't seen this or we haven't talked about it, but the sweaters for Biceps Win Races are going for sale and Builder Sports. So those things are going to be up and running. Pretty soon, and I'm pumped. Like, I'm wicked pumped. We have to figure out what the heck's going to happen, how we get them overseas, but I mean, we'll figure it out. You know, it's going to be worth everyone's while. Dude, look who decided to show up.
Fashionably late.
That's cool, dude. That's cool. Do you do your eyebrows, by the way?
Yeah, I do them myself, though.
Did I ever tell you the time that I, by accident, went into the hair salon and asked them to do my eyebrows?
No.
It's so embarrassing. So we're traveling around in Italy at one point, and my friend's family was with us, and there's all these older women. They're like, darling, you make your face look so good if you put a little bit of color in your eyebrows. And just harass me. So I let them take a mascara pen one night and color up my eyebrows. And I actually like, oh, they look pretty good. I was like, shit. And like, they're cooing like cats. So I fly home and I go to my salon and I like whisper in the dude's ear. I'm like, yo, it's like, put a little color in my eyebrows. It's like, I got you, dude.
Yeah.
And he puts it on and it's jet black like yours.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there looking in the mirror and he's like, oh dude, don't worry about it. It's going to wash out. It didn't fucking wash out. I looked like a drag queen for 6 weeks and I'm always on camera. So like it was so embarrassing. I had my hat down like this. Anytime I was talking to somebody, the whole thing was just a tragedy.
Yeah.
So I don't do that anymore.
I know, but mine look good dark. I think
you look really good. So if you didn't do this, are you naturally blonde like I am?
Yes. Yes. Same with my eyelashes. I get my eyelashes done too because they're like white blonde, so you can't even see them.
How close are you to Canada, by the way?
I'm like 3 hours.
What part?
I'm
Quebec?
Toronto. No, fuck. Toronto.
Nobody wants to go to fucking Toronto, dude. That is like the butthole of the United States, North America. I mean that honestly.
The things you come up with always entertain me.
I mean, come on, think about it. I mean, there's if you think about that region right there, there's two things I'm not going to waste my time on: Ohio and Toronto. Toronto is just like a suburb of Detroit.
That's true. I feel like there is nothing happening in Ohio either, so that's like a pretty good call, actually.
I was actually a little bit flabbergasted this morning. Like, I will go on Instagram and look at all these like house porns. like, you know, like when you know, Zillow porn, stuff like that. And there was this person that took a shipping container in like this area and built it across this, like kind of like a gorge. And it was in Ohio.
Oh, I saw that too.
And I was like, I started touching myself and I saw Ohio and I was like, oh, so dirty. I don't want anything to do with it. But yeah, I guess there's some beautiful parts of Ohio and maybe I just talk trash, but I've just gotten a lot of speeding tickets there. So I fucking hate them.
Anytime I've driven through Ohio, it was like a whiteout snowstorm and like it like ruined whatever trip I was on. So
did you say ruined?
Ruined.
You said ruined, dude.
Ruined. Ruined.
Dude, did you see our new biceps run races hoodie? If you're lucky, you might get one.
I'm obsessed.
They're pretty freaking sweet.
Megan has requested a form of payment for the most viewed.
Yeah, and live it's just a represent
of High Rocks.
Here we go. Yeah. I'm gonna send this email right now. Here we go. We're going to do this. You guys distract each other. Here we go. Jack.
Distraction.
Jack runs the athletes. Okay, Jack.
We're not doing a good job, Ryan. Distracting.
You guys
are
doing a terrible job.
I'm more interested in his email skills.
It's just sentences. Like, here we go. Meg. Are you Megan.M.Jacoby.Lameco? Yeah.
No.
That's you? Which one are you?
Oh, I guess you that's an old
let's
one.
Let's give her email address over everything.
Yeah, just put it out. Put it out there for everybody watching.
Type it to me. Otherwise, you're not going to get this email right now. I'm going to leave
Ryan,
this in the set. In the set.
Ryan, can you send it? Thank you.
Okay. So the thing
Ryan
is, I do
has
have
my email memorized, and you're like, send me your email again. And I'm like, I just sent it to you 2 days ago.
I do have a disease called ADD. It's terrible. Like, I've shown you this. If you look over here, there's post-it notes all over the place because I'll just forget things.
Yeah.
I even got notes right here for our show today.
I do like the hoodie you're wearing right now. Is this us being sold presently or no?
No one will ever see this ever again. This is...
Wow.
Yep,
special.
Sorry, guys. Yep.
Just
it's just designed
for a
pony.
Just for the bulk pony. Love that.
Can I ask you, what do you put in your cup? Like, what do you drink in the morning?
Oh, lean. Coffee.
Lean with it.
All right, Hunter, you just got two of her emails.
Hunter's freezing again because his Wi-Fi sucks.
The camera is just so clear that it just
that's
effs
like a
up
perfect
all
photo
the other.
Of him. Yeah. Him fro. That was like a great. Okay, you're coming back.
He's back.
Okay, so I don't know what the hell is going on. I have to have a conversation with Jesus. I'm going to church this Sunday. We're gonna work it out. But literally, Malibu, I live here for sunshine. Ever since I left for when I went and did Stockholm, it was raining all the time. And then it rained in London. Then it snowed in Stockholm. Then I came home and it rained for a month. And now I get back here.
You got a black cloud following you.
Dude, and I get back here and there's like a record-breaking storm happening in California. It's like it's called the Pineapple Express.
That's a great movie.
Yeah, it's a great name.
Hey, Hunter, I just texted you her emails. So copy and paste one of those.
We have one female fan, dude. You brought one female fan on the show. I'm pretty
That's
proud
it?
Of you.
And
just
yeah.
kidding. Thanks. Thanks, would you, girl.
Would you say the majority of your fans are dudes or chicks?
Girl, women, definitely.
Really?
I'm almost even though. Like my follower count is almost exactly even, but I'm slightly greater in the female side.
Now, here's my theory. I've been thinking about this a lot.
Okay.
Men are what make the internet go around. It's not that we invented the internet. I'm just saying the positive flow of energy and continuance of our existence is through men. Because if you go look, men will like and comment on everything, like a hot chick. They'll talk shit to each other. They'll post. Chicks are very conservative when it comes to liking and comments. They just don't help out. They may help out other chicks, but they don't. Like, girls don't comment on my shit and be like, hey, what's up? Honey, you looking so juicy.
I definitely get a lot of DMs from women, for sure. Really? So maybe it's like they just, like, don't want to do it publicly. But I do get a lot of DMs from women. And usually they're like, can you tell me something inspirational? And I'm like, yeah, go get shit done. Yeah, that's what I say.
I think everyone just assumes that will not write anything back. That's why they probably.
Oh, I'm very nice. I try to. I'm not at your level yet. I try to respond to most people if I can.
I spend most of my mornings writing messages to people.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm a sweet peach.
You are. You are.
Tell us about your life. You're coming up on DC. You just jumped into broadcast. I don't really know anything of what you're up to.
Covered your race. That was fun. It was awesome watching. I had massive FOMO that I wasn't actually there. So lesson learned, I will probably go to Manchester next year. Just like epic event. The numbers, like they were putting out numbers of participants on the internet. It was wild. There were like 8,000 people. Yeah, so that was crazy.
Really crazy.
No, it was really fun watching you and Sandy because I love both of you guys. So it was a great team up for you two. And I think skill sets too. I was a little worried for him. The first, I think Ryan and I both were like, oh no. Because the first couple runs, you were like 15 feet ahead. And it's hard because we forget, even though I've done doubles, we forget that there's so many people you have to weave through that if you are that second partner, you get fucked. Because like you might have an opening and then all of a sudden the opening closes and now Sandy has to run around like six people to get close to you. So it easily could have been that.
Through people.
Well,
I hit a woman hard.
I mean, that's just what happens. And like, I've just done it myself and been like, sorry. And like kept going, but he really impressed me. I was like, just kind of nervous about it at the beginning, but he really stepped up. So good job.
There's a couple ways I'll look at this. One, what I'll talk about from his experience, I knew that Sandy would be a good partner especially after Stockholm.
Yeah.
I was like, is he still in good shape? Because he's had like really good results and then he's had bad ones. He's got such a sick horsepower threshold that he's like very talented. Like he can push, he can pull, he can ski, he can row. The thing that happens with somebody like that is the accumulation of something starts to really give them problems. So like they'll start up here and then they'll dip down. But when you're doing doubles, you're up here and you never kind of start to dip off. You're up, you're up, you're up. So he never really accumulated too much lactic acid and never got too beat up. So he was able just to sustain high horsepower the whole time without kind of like getting a leaky tire. Near the end, I could tell when I started like giving him like the wall balls, he had to stop at 30. And like, that's where all of a sudden somebody like that in the race, no offense to him, he knows this. If he would have had to have done that on his own, he would have had to have done like 20 again, maybe 20 again, maybe 20 again, and maybe like a set of 10.
Yeah.
And that's where all of a sudden the bricks just all stacked on his back too much. But, you know, when I look back on it, he was with me and all of the runs, he responded really good and just grabbed things and started going right away, which is like all doubles really is. It's just like no transition time, no lack of like, you know, attack. The thing that really happened for me was, I think this is why I got to take a break right now. We were out there and we were running. And then once everyone started to come into the field, I started to get like, my brain started to get removed from the race. And I remember at one point, I didn't even know Sandy was in front of me.
Oh,
like I usually am really good at this, like super hard tunnel vision and just like hammering and staying in my zone. I thought Sandy was behind me. And then all of a sudden I like opened my eyes and he's like 15, 20 feet ahead of me. And I was like, whoa, what's going on here? One, you know, I'm really grateful that Manchester put on such an amazing race. I'm grateful that the company is successful enough to have packed rooms, but from a pro standpoint, you can't race hard on courses with that many people.
Yeah.
Like my brain started to get disconnected on the runs. I was like, God dang.
It's so much more effort. Like the amount of weaving and maneuvering you're doing on the runs, it is so much energy just like trying to make sure you're not like, well, I was trying not to drill people, but you clearly didn't care. So like it was like really mentally exhausting. I felt like way worse than like doing a pro by yourself. But yeah, I tend to agree with you. Like it just can't happen like that. And there is zero enforcement at all in slow lane, fast lane. I had people like walking in front of me and I was like, what are we doing here? You know, like, great. I love that it's inclusive to everybody, but it is frustrating when you are trying to go for a time.
They changed who the fast lane and the slow, or where the fast lane and slow lane was, because it was opposite years before. Now they've gone outside lane is the slow lane and inside lane is the fast lane, or vice versa. Anyway, whatever they've changed it to, they should probably put some type of tape on the ground that is a notification as to, hey, runner, if you're slower or walking on this lap, get to the opposite side so the faster people. But right now it's just, hey, you're relying on people to read the PDF that's sent to you, and that's not going to happen. So they should spray paint it with, you know, dissolvable paint after the thing or whatever, tape it off and make it a little bit more prominent.
This is not going to happen. It's tough. Like, Mandy, we also have another female guest. Mandy, I just want to give you a huge shout out. Girls don't like us that much, so we're pretty pumped that you're here. So, two fans. I don't think it's going to get any better, and I don't necessarily blame them. I think the only way Hyrox is really going to be able to address this is either the pros just have to go first thing in the morning.
Yep.
You guys, if you want to make it predominantly a race where people are going to have blazing hot times and be able to qualify for the Elite 15, because now it's going to be so hard to qualify for the Elite 15. I was watching Jake and Flo and Graham. Yeah. They were just getting fucked. It was like running through like a pile of ants. Like, they're just shit everywhere. You couldn't get anything done. So I know.
I'm glad you're saying that, because I was super intrigued to hear your take on the times, because they were not very good.
I can so honestly I was like, say what is there's going not on? A doubt in my mind that we would have broken 50 minutes. And
oh yeah, I mean, you were right there.
Yeah, so if you even think about it, all we had to do is take off basically 4 seconds. Not even, we had to take off 3 seconds a lap to be able to qualify. And I guarantee, just me pile driving that chick in the back was 3 seconds. she had every bit of it come at me. So, yeah, they don't care who's coming from behind. Then Hunter's playing bowling with grandmas. It's not intentional like that, dude. Like, you have no clue. I'm running at a 5:30 mile pace.
Yeah,
and then all of a sudden someone just,
you can't stop on a dime. It's just not how it's completely unintentional. Like I said, I've hit people too many times. Even in regular pro races, it's like they do the women's pro race or the men's pro race right after they send out the doubles races. It's like you have, and these people run side by side. Like, it's just inevitable, unfortunately, but
it will get better. Yeah. But if you think about it, if you do it in the morning, they just suck it up. People wake up a couple hours earlier, set the thing up, and then all you have to do is just move some plates off. Like, it really could not be that much more challenging. And then all of a sudden backload it and have open people in the afternoon. But Germans are crazy. It's impossible to really entertain these people. I still don't. I don't know. I want to get to some of the notes that I had here.
Oh, so a couple questions that were asked. One was, what's your favorite running interval session? I was intrigued to actually know this. Do you have like a go-to running workout that you just absolutely love, like mile repeats or something gross like that?
I know I do a 5x5 minute with 2 minutes rest in between. And before world championships, I ran 2 sub-5 minute miles, which is not like insane, but you're doing like 5:20, 5:15, 5:10. 5:15, like around there for those last two. And then it was like sub-5, sub-5. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at the time last year, I maybe was a high 4:30 for a mile. So I'm talking about like 15 plus seconds, 15 to 20 seconds off my mile time pace. And I was just gunning it. And I just know that, like, I will do that the last like 6 weeks before world championships. And if I can have a couple like 4:48s and stuff like that, there's no one's going to catch me. And like, admittedly, like, I am having to go sit down with my coach and talk to him, because like, we trained like the opposite side of the spectrum of what I'm used to training right now. I should have been training 20 to 24 hours a week of like very high volume right now. And we were training like 10 hours a week and doing 200s. Mm-hmm. And I was like, and I didn't feel it. I didn't feel like that go, that six speed that I usually have. It comes back in a couple weeks,
right?
Like, you know, of speed work. But it those are the sessions that are necessary. And
are you going to switch up your training? Are you going to keep on what you've been doing?
Yeah, admittedly, if you guys like, I think the reason why we started making a media channel is because we wanted to be very transparent about like, and the reason why I bought a GoPro this year, I wanted to blog and vlog with you guys about like this whole season. I'm basically going to sit down with my coach, and we already talked, and I already sent over everything and all the spreadsheets. And I just was like, hey man, like, listen, I gave you 8 weeks of my life, the most important aspect of my life and the peak of my career. And I don't like the way that I felt. And sure, mm-hmm. like I was still impressive, but I've always been impressive. But I like, we're talking about 52s and 51s now. Like, we're not right. talking about 53s and 54s. And right now we're still right where we were last time. Maybe even a little less. I didn't like I was much stronger in the stations, that be told. I was fucking crushing it. But if you do the math, we're looking at with Rock Zone, like low 30 minutes of running with 19 minutes worth of stations. So it's a good extra 30%. It's an extra 50% of the race is focused on, in volume wise, on running. And I was like, dude, we got to get that. Like, after every single station, you're looking at about a 4 minute interval. I never ran over a minute, and the most I ever did was 3 minutes back to back with 10 seconds rest in between. That's not even 1,000 meter run.
Right.
So I'm just going to sit down with him. We have a meeting on Friday and say, hey, listen, here's the deal. This is the data I have from 5 years of racing this thing. And I can show you the workouts that translate in the way that we designed to peak fitness. And I respect you, and I know that you're very, very intelligent, but this is your first time doing this. I'm going to put all this data down on the table, and if you don't want to start moving this direction, let's shake hands and say we did some cool shit together. Otherwise, you can be with me, or we split.
Yeah. I mean, you look absolutely jacked right now. Not that you don't always, but like, you on the ski erg was actually slightly terrifying to me. Like, you moved the whole – I thought it was going to tip over.
Yeah.
It was like, I've never seen it move like that. So your power output is clearly extremely high. I mean, it's usually high, but it looked to me even higher than last time I watched you race.
You know, it's weird.
But you can't win on, you know, you're not going to break records on the stations. You know, you have to have it all. So
I'll talk to Sandy about this, and he'll bring it up also. So I was skiing, and I ski off the backside of the thing, and that's why it allows it to shake a little bit more, but there's still a lot of power behind it. I was skiing, and the ski erg was going from 125 to 131, skipping every other stroke. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what the hell happened, because my rate of speed never changed, but I was pulling hard enough that all of a sudden it would go 125, and then it would go 131. And I was like, that doesn't make any sense. So I don't know what the hell happened on that thing.
I think that's a screen issue more than anything.
It says right here, the sandbag you lost you your 18 seconds. Why they were shouting at you
on the sandbag?
Put it properly. Put the elites on early morning. Chirag, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I don't think the sandbag lost us 18 seconds. We were fucking killing the sandbag. Here's for my baby, my idol. Missed you this AM. What the fuck? These people ask weird shit. I think the thing that we lost the most time on really was sleds. I also sat down with the judges afterwards, and I'll just say this. They have no fucking clue what they're doing. They have no clue what they're doing. So they were telling me I couldn't have my feet off the back of it. And I was like, where is it? Afterwards, I was like, where does it say that in the rules? He goes, well, it doesn't say it in the rules. And I was like, why the fuck are you bothering me? And his name's Yusuf. He's a good guy. And I was like, so if the skier platform's right here, I put my feet off and my heels come down on the ground because I'm a taller guy and I'm pushing down. Yeah. If I go too close, it just is getting too close. And then another thing they were saying, they're like, hey, man, your sled can't lift up off the ground. I was like, when has that ever been a rule? And they were like, well, it's not a rule.
All of us.
I know, man. So this is another thing that I think, I don't know if we're ever going to create some kind of union for this thing. but they're changing the rules all the time. If you watch in the video, I kept on looking over and trying to talk to him while I was doing a sled push. He's like, your sled can't come off the ground. And they have different judges
that
everywhere.
That is not an advantage to you that the sled is coming off the ground. But if you are pushing at a certain angle, that's what happens. It drives the front of the sled forward and the back of the sled comes up. It happens to literally all of us. I'm very, very confused that that was a comment.
It was a comment and they were shouting at us. And I just said, guys, basic friction. I was like, you have to understand the faster you're going forward, the more likely you're going to have friction pushing against it. And you create that kind of tilt. And there's nowhere in the rule book about it. And it's interesting.
Uh-oh.
Here we go again.
We're losing you. We're losing you. I was worried, Ryan.
Are you back?
Am I back?
You cut out 10 seconds.
I'm cool with that. I want to take a break anyways. I don't know. The things that are stabilizing this sport are still not – they're still not really foundationally cemented.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the hell is going on. I really
don't. I think the biggest thing that I'm always confused by is like I get tagged in reels of people being like I'm going for the burpee broad jump world record and their form is so bad. It is so illegal. And then yet you're the one getting called back. And as we should, as elite athletes, we should obviously have the highest standards, the highest expectations. We have judges, an individual judge watching us. But we can't just have other people like cheating the way you're supposed to do things. Like that to me bothers me because I try to do it the absolute perfect way. And then I see all these reels and like get tagged in all this stuff. And I'm watching other people and other elite people even doing things completely wrong. No one's getting below parallel in wall balls, which drives me up a wall, especially if you're going for an elite 15 time, how judges are not catching that stuff. That is a very obvious one. I guess I don't understand. And then just because you have mastered the burpee broad jump form, like you got called back twice in Stockholm. Just because they might not, they just don't like it. Like they don't like how fast you are. I guess I don't get that. You know,
times I got three no reps.
Yeah.
Am I not here? Can you guys see me?
No, you're back. You're back.
Yeah. Voice and the lips are almost.
I knew this was going to happen. The Pineapple Express storm is going to fuck up our whole day. and it's going to be like this for the next 5 days, which sucks. Dude, you know what's crazy? I saw a mountain lion face to face last night. It's the most time I've ever spent with a mountain lion. I'm having the time of my life just being a badass, drive my car, whoop-a-doop, and I got this new little sports car, so it's a lot quieter than my truck. So I guess I snuck up on this little fucker. So I see this, boo, he jumps through the air like an arch. And I've seen this before. And I was like, man, I'm pretty sure that's a mountain lion because the tail is huge. It's so long, you can't deny it. And that's why you're able to see the arc of the thing. So I just drive up really slow. Oh, and I just.
I'm here for it.
I'm here for it too. Well,
amazing.
This is such a good story.
Turn my head. I drive up on this thing and I turn my head.
Are we good?
No.
What happened when you drove up on it? You turned your head.
Turn your head on this thing.
Oh.
And that's where we lost you.
Yeah, so I turned my head on this thing, dude, and we are eye to eye, 5 feet apart. And because it's this low down car, really low down car, I'm literally looking this dude face to face. Like, and I could, if I probably leaned out of the car, I could touch him. And I know this is going to be the shittiest video ever, but I tried. I was so startled. I was like, I had my headphones in and I was like pulling my phone up via the string and I didn't get it in time. But you can kind of tell his body moving in the bushes right there behind it. Let's see here. I don't know if you can see, but okay, so that hole in the bushes, he went straight through. I'm going to press play now, and you can see the bushes moving a little bit. Like, he was staring at me right there. We just sat there. We had this moment together, and then he bounced. And I would have brought him home. Yeah. He was so cute.
He would have been like the scene in Ricky Bobby to where he's getting his mojo back, and he's got the kitten in the back seat.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, dude. Okay, let me tell you about another update in my life, and then we can get back into High Rock stuff. I know this is kind of inappropriate, but I want to have some, like, we're all friends here. Have you ever taken?
Oh, God, I'm nervous.
Have you ever taken Phycelium husk?
No.
Oh, my gosh. It's what I call a poo shake. After you're done with, like, a trip like this, if you're done with a trip like this, you go and you take this stuff and it completely clears you out. It binds up really quickly. You stir it up and it binds up and it pulls right through you, almost like one of those like twisty straw things goes right through. And I took it and I'm already starting to sweat because I know I took it last night. And you wake up the next morning, you're like, you know it's coming. You know it's coming. And I don't know. You've never done anything like this?
We are glad to hear that you are getting your bowel movements back on track. Proud of you, buddy.
I've been out in the dating scene here in LA, and I didn't know this was a common thing until recently. But I guess women are getting colonics regularly. Is that a thing?
I'm not, but yes, I've heard that that's a thing.
Maybe it's more of an your friend with all those SoCal girls. You should ask them because out here, it's a thing now. It's now a trend.
Is it? I feel like they would have told me that when I was out visiting them, but.
I don't know, man. I'm finding out about it. I was like, I personally don't need to know this information from you, but in your guys' little girl circle, I think you guys should share it. And since you guys are my circle, I'm sharing it with you privately.
Yeah.
There's nobody else watching this live right now.
There's no one watching this. It's just us.
Yeah, but I'm pretty excited, dude. Like, I've got this whole transformation coming, new hunter, new poop, and like basically going to go through, and I've got the next – I'm skipping D.C., not going to that bullshit anymore. And now we're just like, we're focused on the future, guys. Basically world champs.
Yeah. Which you have a lot of time for.
I know. What is your racing schedule, by the way? That's the next question I had after Poo Shake.
Poo Shake. I'm doing Vienna next week. And then I am planning on doing DC as well. And then that's it. I think I might go over to Cologne. We talked about that a little bit yesterday, but we'll see. That just seems like another awesome event with a ton of people, 2-day High Rocks event. So I'm looking forward to maybe doing that.
So yeah, you last time you raced was Stockholm. So you basically got about 8 weeks of training, good training in.
Yes.
Now, do you feel like you were able to get a really good block in? Because you were texting me some pretty crazy 2-mile times.
Yes. I feel like my running is, I don't think anyone has seen the level that I'm at yet, right now.
Dope, dude.
So I'm psyched.
Let's get some numbers. What was your 2-mile time?
That I texted you last week?
Yeah, I can't remember.
My fastest splits were, my last two were 5:22.
Each?
Yes.
That's mean, dude.
Yeah. I haven't been that fast since like I ran I ran a sub 17 minute 5K a few years ago, and this is rivaling, like, the work I'm doing right now is rivaling that. Yesterday I did 6 by mile, repeats. Back in those days, I did 4 1-mile repeats, all sub 5:20 when I ran 16:42 for 5K. And yesterday, my last three were 5:20 and sub.
What's your bench and squat right now, bro?
Yo, my bench is 210. Oh. And I did that right before Chicago. I hit 200 like 2 weeks ago, too. So we're up there.
So usually when I hang out with chicks, I need to be over 100 pounds on all their lifts. And right now, I'm not 100 pounds above your bench. But what's your squat
Damn.
At?
I haven't done a 1RM in a while. I would say I could probably hit 280, which isn't too bad, especially considering the running I'm doing. But yeah,
these ass cheeks could pull off a 375, but not a 380. I can safely say 365, but I don't want to get folded.
Yeah. My deadlift is like not as good though. I feel like my deadlift is like, I could definitely hit 300, but probably not that much higher than that right now.
Really? That's baby weight.
That, I know. That's my weakest of the three. My strongest is the bench, which is, I find that hilarious actually.
Have you thought about growing your butt cheeks a little bit?
I'm trying, dog. I have the biggest butt cheeks
in High Rocks, and that's why I can pull.
Yeah. It's all about the B cheeks and poop shakes, apparently.
Keeps it safe down there. Let's just say you retire tomorrow. Like, are you still going to keep up the same kind of style of training?
Oh,
or are you going to kind of become more like a yoga mom?
Ew, no. No. I think I would love to get, like, a little more into Olympic lifting. That's something I haven't done a ton of for very long. I think it's pretty dope. But I just do a ton of barbell stuff. I would love to get back in the gym. I'm a little bit down, like, size wise than what I was a few years ago. I was freaking yoked a few years ago. Like the year before I got into High Rocks, like my arms were huge. So I kind of miss that.
You like know? That?
I do. I love it. I love having muscles. So
I just kind of want to be this like buff hoochie daddy, like wearing jean shorts and have huge pythons for arms.
Yeah. I'm kind of the same way.
Do you at all like change your look up for different races and different seasons? Or are you just like straight up same chick all the time?
Change my look in what way?
You know, change your hair.
No, I'm a buff blonde. Like a color That's streak. What we do. I'm a buff blonde. I just roll with it.
Sai, how do you feel about this webcam, dude? I spent the money. So Sai and I were sitting down in a steakhouse and he's like, hey man, you need to get this Elgato camera. And it's like $10 billion. And I invested in it because I trust Sai. And we got this thing and fucking, hey man, it's nice. I think now what I have to do is I have to be professional and leave this room, which is all blown out with the lighting, and I have to go into the other side.
I love all the content that Sai got for you over the weekend. It's dope.
Yeah, I'm excited to watch the new YouTube video that just dropped.
It just came out, dude. The time is so fast about that. It's insane. Like literally we were filming on Saturday and we didn't stop filming. Dude, you know what we did? We went to, this is really embarrassing actually. We flew into Ireland to go into our warehouses to go check out all of our supplements. And they knew I was bringing my camera guy because I had to tell them everybody I was bringing. Like they're very professional about it. You have to wear all certain kind of stuff, fill out all kind of paperwork. And we went and tested all of our supplements, but they wouldn't let us film anything. They're like so secretive about the brands that they work with and the professionalism. It was actually pretty insane. And like we went through and we saw how everything was made and we got pretty tuned up, a little bit tuned up in Dublin the night before. And Dublin was pretty gosh darn fun. A gypsy tried to make love to me. We got kicked. A lot of bars would not let us in. I don't know why. I think it was because we were with Sai. But yeah, it was very interesting. The supplement thing is freaking cool, though. Like, I can honestly say that's the first time I've ever been inside of one of those places and watch them mix everything up. And it's no joke. Like, these machines, there's people on the line. Like, it's crazy. It's a huge-ass operation.
Yeah, you were everywhere. I felt like when I was watching your story, I was like, London, Dublin, back to London, back to wherever. You were moving quick.
Yeah, I'm not happy about it. I need a break. So I'll go back to what I was saying before. So at the beginning of every single season, I change my look up so I can have like a new focus. And I have to build this character in my head. And now I've been reading books about Genghis Khan and I'm trying to like adopt this kind of like wild thing in Genghis Khan. You know, it's really interesting. Genghis Khan had a mountain that he was born at and it was where he derived all of his power from. Kind of like my mountain here in Malibu. And
similar to your mountain.
It is. And I listened to all this stuff and I was like, dude, Genghis had these like really hardcore rules. He ran the show. He had like 75 wives, much respect. And the dude crushed it. And
that's the real reason why he likes him.
Do you know that Genghis Khan has more DNA than anybody else in history spread throughout the world? More than anybody. Which is crazy to me. I mean, I don't know if I
you
want to go
could
that
you
far.
Physically have the bandwidth to have that many. There's no way. Like, how exhausting would that be?
if you create a system, everything can work out.
Yeah.
It would need to be very systematic. Ryan would have to play a role in it, helping organize everything.
I would organize a schedule.
Not your time yet. You get 5 minutes. You get 5 minutes.
Jump in early.
It's incredible. It's a great story. But that's why, like, I pierced my ears again. I've been, like, working with my hair.
You were rocking a little black earring situation.
Both of them, they hurt so fucking bad because I have my headphones on all the time. They just jam into my skull. I think for me, you got to really pick this character. And if you can get, like, super into, like, astro projecting yourself into this place, then all of a sudden you can, like, actually get to that place. Because otherwise, it's like we're just fucking running around in circles throwing wall balls at a target. And I was like, no, it's much more than that. I'm Genghis Khan. And I have 75 wives. And
like, and both my ears pierced.
Dude, they all had these kind of things. I remember I was listening to this part of the story. They were like wicked pissed because they do pierce their ears back then. And they ran into this tribe and the kids had golden earrings. And they're like, that's a bullshit. We don't even have any gold. And these kids have gold earrings. And I was like, damn, dude. I was like, I'm going to find someone with gold earrings and beat them up, take them. So I built this whole thing. And the last book that I read was Elon Musk. And Elon Musk is savage, but he's kind of chubby. So I don't really want to be like him. But Genghis Khan, I'm definitely into.
No, I haven't done that. This is only year two for me, though. So maybe when I'm like year five in, I'll have to dye my hair some, I don't know, go brunette or something different.
Maybe pink streak.
A chick from Suicide Squad.
Yeah. She's a babe.
I don't even know what that is.
Dude, it's Margot Robbie, Suicide Squad. Oh. So fucking hot.
Yeah. She is.
Guys, I was fucking crazy
give me
with
30
the
seconds.
Hair.
I got to do my bathroom break and take off this hoodie. I'm sweating.
This is normally when we go through our station identification.
There
Thank
you,
Go Brewing. Yeah. Thank you, Go Brewing. Your non-alcoholic beer of choice with a ton of different flavors. They even have sours. Grapefruit sours. And you can use promo code here to party, all one word, lowercase. And you get 15% off. I guess we're out of dry January, but it's still a good time to drink Go Brewing. Ryan time. Hey, I do want to give a big shout out to two of our house training members, guys that train with us. They were kind of in a battle with each other, and the loser had to buy the other one. I guess losing, but you still won because they both did the challenge. So congrats, guys. But the person that had the biggest transformation, as in like biggest weight loss, biggest body fat percentage loss, and it was Joshua and Nick here in the comments, and they both have great transformation picks. And I think the loser, quote loser, has to buy the other one like five different supplements, you know, from like Hydro or X2 or something.
I like this competition.
We still a winner. So yeah. Great job, guys.
I think Cy and Caleb are going to have a body transformation against each other. Caleb's probably still in bed, but Caleb has packed on the LBs since Battle Bunker. He was like a super savage, and then all of a sudden he broke his wrists, and he literally can't do anything, and now he's absolutely like crushed. So I'm really excited about this. Do we come up with a specific amount of time that you guys are competing? Is it like 60 days? Or are you guys?
Do the same amount of time that Alex and I did.
Ryan, November. You won that, right?
Yes, I did.
Congrats.
Dude, I think this nice Marsiege guy is this dude. He walked up to me when we were at the competition, and he walked straight up to me and he's like, "You are very impressive." And then he just said, you have the tiniest calves. And then just walked away. I was like, all right.
Yeah, thank you, bitch.
You old fucker.
It's good.
Men are cruel to each other. Really.
Why is calves such a thing that guys like, what is it about calves in men? I'm confused by this.
He said, I have tiny ankles. He says I have tiny ankles.
Tiny ankles.
It's like dick size. He's still impressed. Look at that. He said he's still impressed, even though I have tiny ankles. What the hell is that supposed to mean? I guess I don't have very big bone structure. I don't know. What is that supposed to mean?
Your ankles are on your feet. These are your wrists.
No, I'm saying I'm just showing you my bone structure. Like, I guess I don't have very big bone structure. No, it's all right, dude. I'm just giving you a hard time. I don't really care that you made fun of my calves. I just thought it was an odd thing. It was the first, like, I just met him, and the first thing he came up was he talked about my dainty ankles, and I was like, all right, that's cool, dude. God damn it, I have such bad ADD today. I need to like get some rest. I didn't sleep at all last night, so like my brain's not fully working. But we did discuss this, and I will propose this, and then I think we should let the people vote. If okay. you and I were going to doubles record, I'm going to let you guys vote. Maybe we'll make a little poll about this thing. Would you do it with me in Houston, and what do you think our time could be? And what was the time that you guys actually had?
We were 51:18 in Dallas, which was right after Chicago. I would say that I'm significantly faster than I was then. So, I mean, sub 50s, 100% could easily happen with me.
Sub 50?
Yeah, for sure.
And it's chick weights? Do you have to only do 75 wall balls or something like that?
It's 100 wall balls, but it's men's open / women's pro weight. Men's
open weight, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'll just make you do a lot of the work, and I'll just, like, watch, and then I'll just run really fast, and that'll be it. Just
supervisor, Meg.
Yeah. Just, hey, pick those up. Run with them. Hurry up. Go faster.
Run it now.
Yeah.
I think the best way to do that is to have me do, like, 70% of the ski in the row.
100%. Yeah.
And then 3 of the sled push and sled pull.
Yeah.
And then have you do almost, like, all of the wall balls. I don't know if you can do burpees that quick.
Not as quick as you, but.
What do you think your potential is from, like, if you had to, like, do you think you could hit 55 minutes? Like, the same way
I think so. Yeah, I think so. I think I'll go 57 at least this year. Maybe even sub. I'm hoping to be doing that very soon. So, I think 55 is in the cards for sure. It's going to take a little, I think the limiter for women is that it's the machines. I think that that's going to be the biggest thing. Like, we just can't, there's only probably so much I can do on a ski erg at 5'7", 140 pounds.
Well, let's just say you're 30 seconds slower, 30 right. seconds slower on the ski erg in the row. That's just a minute off my time. So that puts you at 54.
Right. Right.
That's not that crazy.
No. And yeah. for, I think for the women to be able to get down to that, it's like, we're going to have to be going sub 30 on the run. I really think that, because I think there is a point of like how fast you can like do something, you know what I mean? So some of these stations is like, there's really only so fast that I think you can go, if that makes any sense. But
so with the fact that you're kind of like new to this, like, are you still working with Rich as a coach, or like, how are you designing things? And like, what does the rest of your year look like? Because like, I know yeah. what I do at this point. Like, I put my training program, the Ultimate Engine, like 16 weeks beforehand. I do it for 12 yeah. weeks. And then I have my cut down, like, peaking phase.
Yeah.
Do you have a formula? Because yeah. this is only your second year.
Yeah, I think what I've been doing now has been working really well. I'll put in a little strength block probably for about 4 weeks after DC. And I'm already kind of in that right now. And then it'll be 8 to 10 weeks of kind of exactly like what you're talking about. I've done a lot of VO2 work from Stockholm to now. And I'm really seeing some really great results from that. Rich has been guiding me still. It's great to have someone to bounce ideas off of. So he does program some of my workouts for me. But I pretty much have all the control of like my mileage and my strength side of things and that kind of stuff. So yeah, that's kind of what we'll do. And I'm big like you in the sense that like I need to keep my power and my strength really high. I think that if you're not doing that in the Hyrox game, you are missing out on a huge piece that's important. Yeah. But the women's side, honestly, I don't think that outside of Lauren and myself, most people are running enough. I don't think they're doing enough volume. I think that
that's
where.
What are you getting mileage-wise right now?
I hit 62 miles this past week.
Dude, you're literally running four times, almost 3 to 4 times as much as me right now.
Yeah, but you're in a different phase, you know, like that changes. So, but yeah, I'm up in that 55 to probably 65 miles a week range, like pretty consistently. The thing that differs, as you know, is the intensity of which you're doing things at. Yeah. So that's what I tweak, you know, like this has been a really high intensity cycle that I've been doing, and slowly building up the interval duration at that intensity.
How many days a week are you doing strength right now?
Like five. I do strength. I do some form of strength training every single day.
Really? That's so weird. Cause I don't.
Yeah. It's not always. So I have a high intensity upper, high intensity lower, and then a heavy upper and a heavy lower. I do 4 days of like lifting, and then I throw in like a Metcon here, there. I do some bodybuilding, which I know you're also in. I know you like to incorporate some bodybuilding work into your routine too. You got to keep the muscles, you know, got to keep them looking good. So, but yeah, that's kind of the split that I do with my strength, and it's been working for me. So,
do you do any like functional fitness, like strength training kind of stuff? Like any of this like weird ass mace training or sandbags and stuff?
No, not really. I don't know. Yeah.
So I just recognize that like when I, out of the phase that I'm in right now, I start adding in more like strongman stuff and more functional stuff because my body just gets so rigid.
Yep.
It's just like this very, very much forward, back, up, down, side. Like, you know, it's stiff.
Yeah.
It's definitely really
you're
stiff.
You're a Nintendo controller. Up, down, right, left, up, up.
Yeah. And for
I would say that a lot of my lifting is very much what you would see an athlete doing. So if you walked into an NFL training center and they're doing like, you know, lateral jumps or like things like that, like I do a lot of that type of stuff. I do sled pushes, not just heavy. I do them for speed. I do a lot of jumping, tons of isolation movements, like single leg movements, I mean. So yeah, it's not just strictly like bench, squat, deadlift. There's a lot of other things incorporated into it as well.
Fuck, dude. All right. I'm not going to lie, guys. I'm going to have to pull out. I knew this was going to happen.
Uh-oh.
Yep. I knew this was going to happen, guys. I'm sorry to stop the show early, but I felt it from like halfway through the show. And I was like, I'm going to try to be polite to these people. I didn't mean to cut the show off early, but I had that concoction and I'm going to shit my pants. So I know this is an awkward way to end the show and a lot of people showed up, but I love you with all my heart. And I will have to call you, Brian. I'll see you. You guys can finish and chat some more, but I got to bounce.
We got to talk. All right. Bye, guys.